Do you guys think you can outdo your parents this morning by saying good morning? Good morning. You guys want to try it? Good morning. Good morning. Good job. You guys glad to be here? Okay. Do you guys ever have something that you think might be too small to help anybody or to offer to anybody, something that you don't think that anybody's going to care if you offer that or offer to help somebody? You guys ever feel that way sometimes? Okay, all right, I'm going to read you a story and then I'm going to read some verses of that about this story. It's a You guys remember the story when Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and how many people did he feed? 5,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. But Jesus was busy. People were coming and going, and Jesus didn't even have time to eat. "Come," Jesus said to his disciples, "let's go into the wilderness and rest a while." They climbed into a boat and sailed away to find a quiet place. The people saw where Jesus was going. They hurried around the lake to catch up with him. When Jesus saw the people had walked a long way to be with him, he felt sorry for them. Because he loved them, Jesus spent the rest of the day talking to the people and healing those who were sick. In the evening, the disciples began to worry. What were the people going to eat? A huge crowd of people was gathered around Jesus, 5,000 men, plus all the women and children. They were a long way from home, and the people had not brought food along with them. The disciples talked to Jesus. "It is getting late. Send the people away to buy food," they said. But Jesus didn't want to do that. "How much food do we have?" he asked. The disciple named Andrew found a boy who had some food. "This boy has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, but that's not enough food for everyone," Andrew said. "What would Jesus do now?" Jesus told his disciples, "Make everyone sit down." Jesus looked up toward heaven and thanked God for the food. Then he gave pieces of the bread and fish to the disciples. The disciples carried the food to the hungry people sitting on the grass. Back and forth, the disciples went, carrying the food. Would there be enough for everyone? There was. After everyone was finished eating, the disciples filled, how many baskets?
12.
Good. Yeah, they filled 12 baskets with the leftover food. How could 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish feed so many people? It was only because of Jesus who did a miracle. Have any of you ever seen 5,000 people? That's a lot of people, isn't it? You think there's a lot of people here today? Yeah, there's probably, 175 people here today? There's a lot of people here. There was a lot of people there, I should say. So a couple of things I want to talk about that story. So in John 6, it talks about that same story. And it said, "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples." When in the Passover, a feast of the Jews was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. So there was a great multitude of people followed him. It said like 5,000 people plus women and children that followed him because of all the miracles that he done. He healed a lot of people. And then the disciples, Jesus asked them to go as far as what they're going to eat. And Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes, but what are they among so many? So first I want to talk a little bit about that disciple. They had just come from, and there was a great multitude followed them because of all the miracles that he had done. He healed a lot of sick people, and they had just seen a lot of miracles. And Andrew, would you say that Andrew was questioning on how he's going to feed that many people? Maybe this could be a lesson for all us older ones as far as having that lack of faith and a trust that with so many a bunch of miracles that Jesus just had done, that they was going to feed that many people with that little amount. Then there was a lad there which had five barley loaves and two small fishes. But then Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. So I want to talk a little bit about the lad now. I don't know how old this young lad was. It doesn't say here. Doesn't say anything that he wanted to keep it. It doesn't say anything about him being selfish and not wanting to give it up. Jesus took it. Do you think he was willing to give that to feed? There was many people there. Over, I don't know how many people. 5,000 plus women and children. There could have been 10,000 people there. I don't know. But do you think that little amount that he had would put any dent in the people to feed all those people? Like just a small amount, he didn't think. Do you think he would have thought, like, is that what you would think? Like, how are you going to feed that many people with five loaves of bread and two fishes? But he was willing to give it. He gave all that he had to God. And then after he fed all of them, like, I don't know how many baskets he had, even if there was one loaf of bread in each basket and one fish in each basket. I mean, that would be seven baskets. And he ended up, I don't know what they did with that. It doesn't say anything what they did with it after they gathered the 12 baskets. But he, in return, he could have gotten 12 baskets with only five because he was willing to give it to God. And that's something that for each one of us, that if we're willing to give everything we have to God, we can never outgive God. He will always give us more than what we can ask in return. And then the other thing, as far as the miracles of that Jesus had done there, there's many miracles that he had done throughout his life, and it's just that the miracles of being able to be in that presence of his miracles. It's just hard to imagine like what that would have been like to be there, to take those five loaves and being able to feed so many people. So my lesson would be is to, regardless of what you have to offer, you can never outgive Jesus, and he will always give you more in return, even if there's something really big and heavy to carry to help your dad or your mom. Like, every little bit helps, and it can be a blessing to all those around you if you are willing to give all you have to Jesus, and he will multiply more than what you have. So that's about all I have. That's my encouragement for all of us, even us older ones, to be willing to give everything we have, and Jesus will multiply that. So I'll have a short prayer, and we can go back to your seats. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before you with thankful and grateful hearts again today, Lord. We thank you for your many blessings upon us. Lord, I just pray, thank you for all these children. Lord, I just pray that we can all have that faith and that trust in you, Lord, that regardless of what we have, the little amount that we have, that if we are willing to have that willing heart to be able to give everything we have and turn it over to you, to allow you to use that according to your will, and pray that you will help us, Lord, to be able to just have that willing heart to be able to turn everything over to you, because everything we have is because of you, Father. I just pray that you can help us all to have that willing heart, to, as that lad did, to hand it over, and pray that you will help us in that way, Lord. We thank you, we love you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.